Food isn't the only product treatable as disposable in our society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bharath Rangkumar, professor of human ecology at SUNY Oneonta, explores fast fashion.
Do you have more clothes in your closet than you actually wear? Do you find the amazing deals on trendy clothes irresistible and sometimes wonder how these items are always on sale? If your answer is yes, you probably are a consumer of what is called fast fashion. We in America today consume 5 times more clothing than we did in 1980. We, however, quickly discard a majority of these clothes, with most of them ending up in landfills within a year of being made. Producing more than 150 billion garments annually, the fast fashion industry has already contributed to excessive air, water, and soil pollution. With factory workers in Asia getting paid as low as $68 a month and working in unsafe and often hazardous conditions, apparel retailers have found the perfect recipe to keep their costs low in order to make a quick profit. In an attempt to highlight ethical manufacturing practices as an alternative to unsustainable mass production, my research focuses on indigenous groups such as the Nongtulu tribe in northeastern India, who carry out centuries-old practices of making 100% eco-friendly handmade silk products. As one of the artisans proudly stated, "In many other places, the silkworm is reared and fed with chemical products, whereas everything we do is organic." Though these artisans live challenging lives, relying on spinning and weaving to support their families, their passion for silk making goes beyond income generation, with one artisan declaring, "It is not work for me, I love doing it." We as global consumers have the power to allow the voices and art of such indigenous groups to pave the way for a sustainable future where the producer, consumer, and the environment are equally protected. Their minimalistic lifestyle can also serve as an inspiration for us to be mindful of what we choose to put on our bodies and who we choose to empower with our dollars.
That was Bharath Rangkumar of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.